La La Lauren, or La La Lauren, on Twitter, says she says mayonnaise also, but she does not eat it. I don't think Big Fatty eats it either. Scott replied to something we said on Mix Minus, so I won't talk about it. And Nico said in inglés, it's mayonnaise. Manes? I don't know. I don't know what he's saying. And in Spanish, it's mayonesa. I totally ruined that. It's mayonesa. I don't know. I used to be able to speak Spanish, but you know, not so much anymore, and especially not with my hillbilly Southern accent.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't think Big Fatty eats it, so I won't talk about it. Not with my hillbilly Southern accent.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3681. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 15th of March 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna get a lot of so-so questions in. Big Fatty, hello, Beware's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Beware's Big Fatty. Is it gay grandma? No, it's a Beware the Odds of March. Oh, Big Fatty. I didn't know about that. Yes, et tu, Fatty. Big Fatty, you see what I did there?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, because y'all, today, the 15th of March, the Ides of March, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never met this person face to face, but y'all, he used to join in over there on the, Gavin's little show. Y'all, he's over there in the UK, and y'all, evidently he's a frequent flyer. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Red FF Pop. Big Fatty, we love the Red Frequent Flyer Pop. Big Fatty is, you know, I think maybe fucking Dan has a different definition. It could be. But anyway, y'all, I don't know if the Red FF Pop listens or not, but y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the TikTok, Big Fatty, or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Well, I forgot to tell you a couple things about the weekend, eh, Fanny? No surprise there. I gotta tell you these things because y'all on Friday night, y'all, both, y'all, it's just so sad. It's so sad to see Durwood he's just going downtown right before your eyes. But before we get to that, y'all, we were talking about the maxed singer, and I was telling them that about one of the contestants being that Rudy Giuliani. And that two of the judges got up and walked off the stage. I don't think that's aired yet. but Granny goes, "Who's that?" I said, "What do you mean, who's that?" He goes, "That Rudy Gilavani, Gilavani, Rudy Gilavani, yes." Y'all, bless his heart. Bless his heart. I mean, y'all, it's just, y'all, Granny's done, you know, there's going over the hill, there's going downtown, and then it's just moving in downtown. Granny has moved in downtown. But y'all, Durwood, Mr. Pickle, y'all, Mr. Pickle is going to be leaving us here pretty soon, within the next month. Y'all, I think he's moving to the Oregon. Big Fatty, maybe Peter G can fix him some focaccia. Maybe. Don't forget Gary out there in the, you know, out at the IKEA. Rainbow Acres. Yes, maybe. Mr. Pickle had some clothing he was gonna get rid of, and he says, "Would any of y'all want some of this?" And so he brought it over. And y'all, one of them, one of the garments, as they say, was like a jumpsuit, like, you know, like a mechanic wears. And y'all, Durwood go, "Oh, I would like to have that." And so I said, "Well, try it on." So Durwood dropped his drawers. Big Fatty wasn't wearing any drawers where he dropped his pants and standing there butt naked. And y'all, he put the right leg on, and y'all, then he put his left leg through the left arm. And y'all, he couldn't figure out what was wrong, B. So, poor old thing. And a little bit later on, he finally figured it out. And y'all, then he told a story about how he pooped the bed. Beep, Fatty. But y'all, it's just sad. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place, I'm sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. And y'all, Sunday after I recoded the LFC with old Veda, and then young Nicholas and the Nip stopped by, and then the Nip left and went on his nipple walk, and young Nicholas watched me talk to Veda on the computer, and then y'all, I was watching the sports ball selection show. I know that Mean Keen was watching it. Mean Keen, you gotta let us know about your bracketology. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, after that was over, watch the 60 minutes what did I do then? Oh, I caught up on a few more episodes of The Shark Tank I'm trying to catch up on. Oh, Big Fatty, it is old people's Sunday night dream. If only The Wheel came on Sunday night too. But the 60 minutes and The Shark Tank, oh, lovely. slept like a baby. Weird dream. It was, I don't really remember it, other than I remember that someone broke into the fat cave and stole my TV machine and my Nest cameras. And y'all, it was, I don't know. But y'all got up on Monday morning. Y'all, it got chilly. It went down to like 35 again, and got up, read the paper, did the Sudoku. y'all, I did finish the five puzzle Sudoku on Sunday, and had my coffee, and y'all, then I had Brussels sprouts for my broth, because yes, Big Fatty, we know, we've been hearing you toot all day. But anyway, did the morning nipple walk, came back. Turn the prices right on y'all. It's a spring break week, so y'all, it's all the hot college boys. Fatty, you're a perv. 23andMe. I got my shirt, and y'all, I laid down for just a few minutes. And then I woke up, and the nip sent me a textimonium. What are you doing? And so, y'all, I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to the Homo Depot. He says, I'd like to go. So we went. Y'all, I Mr. Pickle's leaving. Y'all, one of his skill sets is electricity. And, you know, Miss Kitty used to be my go-to electrician. Yes, Big Fatty, I'd be shocked if he was still your electrician. You see what I did there? So I went and, y'all, the outlets in the bathrooms, you know, they have those circuit breakers on them, and y'all, they put the cheap ones in when they built the villa, and y'all, I've had a few of them replaced, but I just thought, well, you know, before Mr. Pickle gets out of here, I think I'll axe him, and he said he'd be more than happy to change them out for me, and so I got those, and we came back. Oh, we stopped at the Home store. Oh, Big Fatty, better than at the Home. It's true. And y'all, now I'm back. Y'all, I'm having a little hot tea. One moment, please. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's DJ Ron down in Florida calling for the so-so caller question contest. That's close enough.
It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Get off your keisters and call in.
So my question is, if I call in on Monday, February 28th at 9:22 p.m., will I still be entered? Thank you for calling.
Dick, I say y'all, that of course is DJ Ron. And DJ Ron, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, that was that half-ass bumper from Jay the Horn Cub. Yes, Big Fatty. Ron, absolutely a so-so question. You know that the so-so question month doesn't end until the end of February. It did not have a 6 p.m. or a 9:21 p.m. Cutoff or anything. So, absolutely, it's going to count, even though, you know, that's just, it's very self-serving. Yes, Big Fatty, that's the way DJ Ron rolls. It's true. Y'all, a couple more questions here from Miss Bacon. She says, Big Fatty, if you were offered any job opportunity to do, if you were offered any job opportunity to do A, sports announcer, B, part in a play or director, C, podcast interviewer of a variety of humans, D, be in a commercial. Now, y'all, that's not a question. Do I have to choose between the four of those? That's not what it says. If you were offered any job or opportunity to do, well, I've done the sports ball announcing. I've been in plays and directed. I've interviewed a variety of humans, and I have been in a TV machine. I've been in several TV machine commercials, not to mention an Academy Award-winning movie. Yes, Big Fatty, play that. You're going to play the feather music? No, I'm not going to play it. But, Miss Bacon, again, thank you for those... I can't say they were questions because they weren't, but I'm guessing that Kathy Marshall will be more generous than I am. Oh, you know, here's the second part of it. which would you do and why? I think I've answered that, so there couldn't be any more so-so answers than that. I probably wouldn't do the TV machine commercial. I'm not gonna do the plays or direct the plays anymore. Might do the sports ball again and podcast interview. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the gays. It's true. just a couple more here from Miss Bacon. Are you a terrible housekeeper, or is VEDER exaggerating when he implies you're messy? Miss Bacon, I know that Larry Vader can do no wrong in your eyes, and it's a good thing. It's very timely that you ask this question today, because Hortensia is coming today, and let's just say I'm keeping her. I'm keeping her employed. Next to the last one, the penultimate. It says, "Why doesn't VEDER love me?" Miss Bacon, absolutely the so-soest of questions. My question to you is, why would you want him to be, Hattie? The last one on of the 20 questions sent by Miss Bacon on the piece of paper here, I think there may be others, but it says, why do you hate the skull? Miss Bacon, again, a so-so question. I'm not the one that hates the skull. Not like Vader does, but, she's just batshit crazy. Now she's old and batshit crazy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, sounds like you're talking about Granny again. Perhaps that, Rudy, Gilovani, can help Granny, with all of that. Big Fatty, you're just silly. Y'all, I'm not gonna be able to finish up the so-so questions today. Oh dear Gussie, but y'all, I am gonna finish them up this week. Big Fatty, you're gonna keep your promise. It's true. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Ides of March. Hope et tu Brute. Oh yes, Big Fatty, I used to love that Ode to Toilette, et tu Brute. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat, and y'all, he was talking all kinds of stuff, and Adam, what do you got to say about Big Fatty and the So-So?
I don't think Big Fatty eats it, so I won't talk about it. Not with my hillbilly southern accent.
Oh, well, could you try a Cockney? Try a Cockney accent and talk about So-So.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.